that was a red flag. If you recall, August 27th was a series of blunders, and I think they called it a it's just a lot of errors and irregularities. So we were hoping that we would get a fair, clean, and transparent election. And when we saw that email, we said, this guy is trying to block us from coming in to the election center. The statute clearly states that a candidate has the right to have a poll watcher present when the votes are being tabulated. And they are preventing us from it. They also, anyway.
So you went to court.
Yeah, we had an election security team already assembled with three election attorneys. We retained 4 weeks ago after their first, the August 27th election. So we made sure we had a lot of brain power with three different elections attorneys. In the event that the probate office tried again to
compromise the election.
Yes, correct. Thank you, Jack. Fortunately, we had these three attorneys who were well-versed with the campaign. We've been working with them for several weeks in the event of an upset, and this was an upset. So we worked all weekend long and did quite a bit of research, put together our request, and filed a motion yesterday.
Was it in Montgomery Circuit Court?
Yes.
Okay. Who was the judge?
Judge Hardwick.
Johnny Hardwick. Oh, dear God.
He was a very fair judge.
I like Johnny. I really do.
Yeah, he's a good judge. And he understands his enforcing the law. And it was very clear that we have the right as a candidate to have a poll watcher present when the votes are being tabulated. You know, their office mentioned security issues. They were concerned about who comes in, and so that's why they're locking anyone else out. Well, what security is, that's grabbing at straws. They mentioned that the room's too small, didn't have enough capacity. So we're only allowed one poll watcher. I can't imagine a room that's large enough to tabulate votes not being large enough to allow one more candidate poll watcher in. Or actually two, because either side can have a poll watcher. So that was not a real valid.
So y'all are allowed to have one now, according to Judge Hardwick?
Yes.
Okay.
They agreed, and we're waiting on a signed order. We modified the order, resubmitted it, and we're just waiting on signature and return.
Well, that clears a lot of things up, coming directly from a judge. It clears a lot of things up, David.
Judge Hardwick was, I have to compliment him, because he, not only did he know the law, he allowed our attorney to read the law from the Book of Statutes as it relates to elections, and it's very clear. And all this is designed to do is, what this is designed to do, this statute, is to make sure that any candidate can have a representative, an authorized representative, present when the votes are being counted. Just to make sure that those parties who are doing the counting are following procedures. The fact that they don't want us in is a very big concern. In light of the August 27th fiasco with Daryl Parker's people.
Well, make sure you sign a letter authorizing those people to be at that precinct on your behalf.
Right.
Because they can deny you access if you don't have a letter.
Correct. Yeah, we did poll watcher training last week, three different days. So we've got an army of poll watchers who are in place right now, today.
Okay.
All across Montgomery. And you're right, but thank you for the reminder, because some candidates aren't aware that they have to have a form giving them the authority to be a poll watcher at a specific location. But this being a poll watcher is a really important job, because there's activity that will go on inside of a poll that's questionable. For example, on numerous occasions on August 27th, our representatives found Stephen Reed literature on the tables inside the precincts.
Well, that's not allowed.
No, you can't. No, advertising inside.
Now, some people, and I'm not trying to give them a pass, but some people will carry a brochure into the polling place so they'll know who to vote for, and then they'll leave it before they go out the door. But they should be confiscated and put in the trash. They ought not to be lying around.
Right. This was the August 27th election where you had 12 candidates on the ballot.
Right.
And the only feedback we received from our people was that on numerous occurrences, so even read literature, was on the tables beside the machines where they scanned your driver's license. So if it was left there, obviously, apparently it was allowed to stay, those brochures were allowed to stay there, but we had no reports of any other candidates' brochures being left out on the tables at the precincts on August 27th. So it's just that's the reason you have poll watchers, is to make sure that the poll workers who were hired by the probate office follow the rules.
Well, and you got a lot of dragons to slay today.
Indeed.
Well, we have dragons to slay, but we're slaying them. We've got a great team of experts, a lot of volunteers working on our behalf, and everyone's goal is the same on our team. It's just to make sure that Montgomery voters can exercise their constitutional right to vote, and that their vote will be counted.
Well, and David, let's ask you this one last question, because we have to go here, and I know you're a busy man today, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Given Judge Hardwick's ruling, are you satisfied with everything now in terms of the process? I mean, not the fact that what it took to get here, but now with the ruling, are you satisfied this would be done faithfully?
You know, we're satisfied with what Judge Hardwick did,
okay.
But am I satisfied that my opponent is in charge of the election process? No. Am I satisfied that the disbarred lawyer who he hired to run the election center is in charge of the process? No, we're not at all content. But, you know, we tried to get it changed, and we couldn't get it changed. And we're going to do the best we can, and we just want to encourage voters to go out and vote, because this is not the type of activity that we should be even dealing with on a campaign. There should be no question about the integrity of the voting process as it relates to the probate office, but there's questions. And, Jack, you and Joey have done a great job the last 2 days. I want to compliment you. This is why talk radio is so important, because when an issue comes up late, like this issue, you guys are instant. You can put it on the air, inform the public of it, and in many cases create a much more equitable situation.
Well, we hope so. We hope that we, in some small part, helped assure that or ensure that this process is honest.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's what we all want, an honest election, a fair, honest, and transparent election. And they're trying to prevent transparency.
Well, I've been involved in elections where Joe Reed has been on the other side, and let me assure you, there is no shenanigan that is foreign to him.
Yeah, I'll tell you, here's an example. Last night, we had a couple hundred signs put out by some great volunteers all over Montgomery. This morning, we were getting calls, text, right at 7 a.m., but there were no signs at various locations. So we put on Facebook, said, let us know if your polling location doesn't have wood signs out front. Our Facebook page blew up. We had apparently some had people that went, or people went out either late last night or probably early this morning and pulled up our signs at many of the, apparently it appears most of the precincts.
Well,
and next
time you run, make sure you don't put those signs at the polling places till about 6 o'clock in the morning, because that's the only way they're going to stay up.
Jack, I should have talked to you, because you're right. We should have done that. We just assumed we could put signs out.
Oh, come on.
9 o'clock at night. 10 o'clock at night, but I guess we were wrong. But again, you know, we just want to encourage people to go out and vote. We're running for mayor. We want to serve all 200,000 people of this city. We want to bring everyone together, make it a cohesive, unified city. and that's our plan.
Well, thank you, David, and good luck today.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Joey. We appreciate what you guys do.
Appreciate it, David. Best of luck. Well, we got to hit a break here, but first, let's tell folks, Jack, about Cole Plumbing.
Great. What do you want to know about Cole Plumbing?
Well, I want to know, number one, if they're going to come and fix my piping.
They're going to do anything plumbing, let me tell you. As someone once said, when you need a plumber, you need a plumber. It's not something that's going to wait. They specialize in plumbing repairs, family-owned business, C.C. Cole, James Cole, Jeanette Cole, and what's his son's name? Good Lord Almighty.
James.
Cameron Cole. Good Lord. I couldn't think of it. Man, my memory's gone. Anyway, they use leading technologies and techniques, and they can provide these services in a jiff. They are at 279-8919. They are number one in the number two business. And I'll tell you, folks that have used them have given us some feedback as how great they are. James has been on the show before. They're great sponsors of the program, and they've been sponsoring for years, and we really appreciate them. But give them a call today for any and all of your plumbing needs. That's Cole Plumbing, 279-8919.
Folks, more news and views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. When we come back, 272-922 is the number to join the conversation. What are you thinking here on Election Day in Montgomery? We keep covering this story, what's going on at the polls, as well as some national news when we feel like it. We'll be right back.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to be enjoying a nice string of days this week. Certainly much more tolerable than the last couple of weeks. Today, a good bit of sunshine. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area. High in the upper 80s, but it's going to be tolerable. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperatures 66. That's nice. Tomorrow and Thursday, lots of sun. Should be dry. Upper 80s daytime, 60s at night. Friday night into early Saturday, could be a couple of showers as the next cool front arrives. The second cool front of the week. Behind it is the nicest air of the fall season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Join us for Grilling in the Garden Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 at Southern Homes and Gardens. For one day only, get 20% off your entire plant purchase and enjoy a free hot dog, chips, and drink on us. Plus, shop our best prices of the year all week long, like 50% off outdoor furniture collections, 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 50% off trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. Eat lunch for free and save 20% off your entire plant purchase Saturday, October 12th, Grilling in the Garden at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
So this is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We all gonna do it together. The person whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20. Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Well, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. It's already been a packed show here, just in 1 hour. What do you think, Jack?
I don't know. I mean, I'm glad Christopher Turner came up. He truly is a good guy, and he's a personal friend of mine. And whenever we ask about precinct lines or something, he would have somebody deliver me a map before the show was over. I mean, he is very, very responsive. He's a good guy.
Right.
It's Daryl Parker. I don't know anything about him except...
Yeah, I'm not here to settle scores. I don't think we're here to settle scores.
No.
The whole point is just trying to get to the bottom of why is this the big story on Election Day? And luckily, there has been a ruling from Judge Hardwick. So, I know David's not happy with everything, but he's happy with that ruling. We'll see where it goes. But, folks, at the end of the day, what you can do is get out there and vote. Local elections do matter. They really do. Let's go to the phones. Jim has been very patient. So sorry to keep you waiting, Jim, but, you know, all these things breaking and folks stopping in.
No, just getting a little rest after spending the day in Gainesville Saturday.
Oh, man. Yeah, what a game.
I picked a good one to go to. I live in Prattville, thank God. Moved here 15 years ago. I couldn't take it anymore. But I moved to Montgomery from Mobile in 84. And all I heard, especially in the earlier times, Joe Reed. Always something crooked going on. And I'm not saying, you know, his son's like that, but I'll tell you what. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. I'm sorry. I hope David Wood wins this thing because, you know, we get a lot of business out of Montgomery up here. And there's just something going on there. I mean, Jack, you know what I'm talking about. Joe Reed was always something in the news for him.
Oh, I know.
You know, they didn't rip his name off the Acadome for nothing.
Well, so, he and John Knight have had a pretty bitter feud between themselves, and he didn't win that battle. But now I'll tell you this: he's certainly taken over the Democrat Party, which is fine with me. I don't care. I'm not a Democrat, but they're in hot water with the National Party because they don't follow rules. And
it's.
What Reed did was stack the committee with people he knew who were loyal to him, and anything he wants, they vote right down there and send it, let him have it.
Yeah,
it's a shame you can't appoint a potted plant.
What was the exact reason that they took his name off the Acadome? Was he getting some kind of kickback or?
I don't know the answer to that.
Misappropriation of funds or something?
I have no idea why that was done, and I don't even want to speculate, but...
Yeah, but... Well, good luck to everybody in Montgomery, and we got a lot of houses for sale over here in Prattville, so come on over.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for the
call. All right, have a good one.
Very quickly, let's go to Gino. Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Good morning. Not many folks know this, but if you do anything to a political sign, mark it up, make defects of any kind, even your own signs, to try to sway an election is a federal law against that.
Really?
Yes, it sure is. Anyway, we don't have to build our own wall up here in Prattville. Take care of the white flight. All right, you folks have a great day and love your program.
Thanks, Gina.
And very quickly, let's talk to Loretta. Hey, Loretta, you're on air with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
Thank you. I have a major concern about Steve Reed.
Oh, Loretta, before you keep going with your concern, could you turn down your radio in the background?
Oh, I'm sorry. I would. Okay.
Okay, now what's your concern?
I have a major concern, and that is Daryl Parker. Is he indicative of the choices that Steve Reed would make as mayor? What would his criteria be, for instance, for appointing a police chief to rid our city of all the blatant and highly visible drug trafficking and prostitution, shootings, home and automobile break-ins, robberies constantly threatening lives and livelihoods in every part of Montgomery? For instance, I was robbed a couple of weeks ago of the figs and peaches from my trees. Mm-hmm. But my next-door neighbor had a big wedding, and someone came back the next day and was stealing all the beverages that they had not had a chance, the person who conducted the wedding had not had a chance to get yet.
Right.
And it's just everywhere all the time. And my concern is, does Stephen Reed embrace the left-wing Democratic Socialist agenda of gun control, like Kamala Harris says that if Congress does not pass a gun control law that suits her, she will, as President of the United States, she would have an executive decree that the guns were confiscated? I mean, is this the sort of thing that we have Maxwell Air Force Base here in Gunter, and those are locations that people come to from all over the world. And if they can't feel safe in the capital city of Montgomery, we just need to think about that when we vote for mayor today. Is this what we want as a mayor? I think not.
Well, going back to the Daryl Parker situation, I think Stephen is a little sensitive about that because one of our callers mentioned it to him yesterday when he was on another radio show saying, you know, are you the guy that hired Daryl Parker? And he immediately jumped on the caller and made some reference that he was a racist and to get his robe out of the closet or something like that. Well, that is not a very adult way to deal with a legitimate question. And I think what you ask is a legitimate question. Will, you know, who's to say Daryl Parker won't be chief city clerk? I mean, you know.
Unthinkable.
The mayor gets a lot of appointments.
Right.
You know.
The police chief concerns me greatly. And I'm concerned because this is the capital city. This is where one of the most important defense facilities in the entire nation is. And we need a mayor who is very, very responsible in addressing all those situations. And I hope that people will get out and vote for David today, because David is the polar opposite of what we're talking about.
Well, you know him personally, don't you?
I do. I've known David for a long time, and I think so highly of him until I was in line with him about 2 years ago. And I spoke to David to tell him, just thank you, David, for being you, because he is a very responsible, giving person who goes out into the community, some of the things that I'm so impressed that he has done, he has participated in medical outreach ministries, Cancer Wellness Foundation. Those two organizations support people who are unable to afford medications they need when they're dealing with cancer and other serious problems. He's been highly involved in Habitat for Humanity, Red Cross, Common Ground, Meals on Wheels, Child Protect, which deals with children who are sexually and physically abused. His wife and his wife Donna and he have participated in the prayer walk from the outset, from its very beginning, and that's gone on for years. David is a person who just has a servant's heart, and he cares about people. And he is running for mayor not because he's a politician. He is running because he is qualified, and he will choose the right people to work with him. And he cares enough. You know, it's somewhat of a sacrifice to hold a public office the way things are now.
That's true.
And David is willing to make that sacrifice.
Well, Loretta, we appreciate it. We're running out of time, but thank you for the call.
Thank you. I hope people get out and vote. Thank
appreciate
you. Appreciate
it.
Well, and folks, we do have to hit a break here. 272-9228 if you want to share your views on all the news today having to do with this local election for mayor, this mayoral runoff, as well as we don't hear much about the city council races, the three races up. But I think that's very specific to districts, so understandably so. That doesn't get a lot of buzz generally. But again, 272-9228 if you want to join in the conversation. And folks, before we hit this break, though, I want to tell you about my good friend Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He wants to be your realtor because he loves helping buyers and sellers all over the River Region find a home or sell their home. He especially likes helping out first-time home buyers. Let me tell you why you want to use Eddie. Service. And he's got the listing. Some people, like the Alabama Cattlemen Association, they've got the beef. I mean, other people are out there, and they've got all these things, but Eddie has the listings. He has the listings. For instance, he wanted me to tell you about Larkin Lane. He just listed a house in Larkin Lane in Bellhurst Estates. It's an awesome three-bedroom, two-bathroom home, and I'm looking at photos of it now, Jack. Incredible upgrades. Granite countertops, crown molding, tray ceilings, and the kind of master suite that everyone dreams of. Big garden tub in it, a separate shower, a double split vanity. Be a great place for a married couple. So open concept living room, looking at it. It's amazing. It's an amazing home on Larkin Lane. So if you're interested in that listing or others, if you're looking to buy a home, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. Call him today to say, hey, I want to tour this Larkin Lane place Joey was talking about. 322-0662. This is the number for Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. 322-0662. Give him a call today. He can help you out. And he also helps manage properties through the Goodson Group. He's a lot of experience in that regard. So Eddie Bader is not only a top-notch real estate agent and manager of properties, he's also a down-to-earth guy, easy to work with. You'll love working with Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group to help buy a home or sell your home. 322-0662. We'll be right back. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell on this early October morning.
Most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, and Jack, look at who we have on the phone here.
Who knew?
Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. Hey, Kim.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
How you doing this morning, Jack? How you doing?
I'm sizzled up.
Hey, check this out. This veteran is sizzled up. Just came from a closing this morning. A retired veteran gave us a call. That reminds me of make the call that'll change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage. We said that one time, or I did in one of my spots. But so he's current. He was when he gave us a call. He had a mortgage payment of $1,140 a month, but he also had a boat, truck, and about $48,000 in credit card debt, of which he was paying an additional $26 to $80 a month on all those separate accounts. So at the end of the day, or at the end of the month, he was paying out $3,820 for his mortgage and this other debt.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of opportunity, too, to save. So he was able to refinance, lower his current rate by 1.25%. Yes, 1.25%, and he bought his house 8 years ago. And his new payment. Okay, so he replaced $3,820 of payments each month with one payment of $1,422.
Good grief.
That saved him $2,398 right there, first month and every month thereafter. So again, I mean, if you've got a non car payment, boat payment, RV, fifth wheel payment, bunch of credit cards, Or, hey, maybe you've got a second mortgage that's on a home equity line of credit, you know, that you make the payments in each month, but the balance just doesn't go down. You see, the majority of that payment's going towards interest. Well, it's time for you to pick up the phone and give me a call at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223, Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies, and you'll see. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much. She's so wonderful. Her and her team are so great.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones very quickly and talk to Bud. Hey, Bud. How's it shaking?
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Fine. How's it going? Where are you, Bud?
I am in New... actually, I've left New Orleans this morning, heading on my way to Montgomery, taking a small detour to come up there just to vote.
Okay.
Well, you know, I came in last weekend, first time I've been in about 3 weeks, to come to my aunt's funeral. And the deadline to do absentee ballots, and it was on the weekend when I got there anyway, so I couldn't vote absentee ballot. And I figured, okay, well, I guess I just can't vote. But after talking to Mr. Reed on a radio station, I heard the initial comment where he talked to a different gentleman and heard it with my own two ears, you need to get your hood out of the closet and go ahead and wear it.
That's inexcusable.
Yeah, we actually heard from that exact caller that you mentioned earlier today. So,
yes, I heard that. And let me just say to him, I apologize. Earlier this morning, I said, you know, he does sound like a racist or a bigot. I don't know that man. I've never met him. And that was improper for me to make that comment about him based on listening to him before, because I don't know his heart.
Right.
And so if he is still listening right now, I apologize to you for making that statement. But I did call Mr. Reed after he made that statement to that man and said, you know, I expect out of you a level of professionalism. And he was said, oh, this man's using code words and everything like that. Look, if you are in the process where you are searching for code words, I'm an old, fat, white man. I promise if I want to look for code words, I could find somebody using code words every single day, whether they are actual words with evil intent or not.
I think code word is get your hood out of the closet. That's a code word that he's a racist. I mean, all Don said was, are you the guy that hired Daryl Parker, the disbarred attorney who's now running your election center? And he never answered it, and he blew up at him and called him a racist.
And here's the thing. He did not say the black disbarred lawyer. Let's understand something. Stephen Reed was the man who injected race into that comment.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that is troubling to me. Because let's face it, no matter who is going to be mayor, if it's a black mayor, wonderful, if he's a good mayor. If it's a white mayor that's a good mayor, wonderful. I don't care. But considering the historic realities of Montgomery, Alabama, birthplace of the Civil War, birthplace of the civil rights, we do not need any elected official injecting race into any situation. And I would say that if Mr. Woods becomes the mayor or Mr. Reed, I don't care. But it was very troubling to me as I talked to him. You know, Mr. Reed told me on the radio, look, I'm not going to set aside what I've experienced. I am who I am. But you are running to represent me, a white man. I don't need to understand if I'm talking to you on the phone or on the TV or the radio, wherever. In your mind, are you saying, "Oh, he's a white man. He's got a robe and he's got a hood in his closet." Is he going to think the same thing about every white city council member that goes against his budget or wants to make changes? Is he going to say to my representative Brantley Lyons, "Mr. Lyons, go ahead and get your hood out of the closet because you disagree with me"? You obviously must be a Klan member. Is that what I am to expect? And if he says no, I would say, why shouldn't I expect that to be in your mind? Because you just told an unidentified caller on a radio station that was asking you about a disbarred lawyer, not a black disbarred lawyer.
Which is a fact. I'm sorry. It's a fact.
Exactly. So why, Mr. Reed, did you play the race card? And do we get forwards to look forward to that during your reign if you are elected as mayor? You know, I do not always agree with Todd Strange, but that man has been consistent throughout his time. He's never been racial in any decision that I've ever seen.
Right.
He has been as straight as they come. Why, Mr. Reed, if you are mayor, you understand you are starting off your reign as mayor on the wrong foot. You have now played the race card. So are you going to play the race card every single day in the office? And if you say no, then please call up this radio station and tell me why I should not expect that out of you.
No, don't. Because please don't call this radio station.
Well, obviously, since David Woods called.
No, I mean, I'm just...
Let's give Mr. Reed the same thing, but be honest with you, there's no way that Mr. Reed can defend what he said. No way whatsoever.
No, there's no excuse in it.
And so, again, if he wants to lead this city into a new situation, a new era, you sure didn't do it the right way, starting off. Let's just put it that way.
But appreciate the call.
Hopefully
and,
I'll be there in 5 hours, and I'm going to vote for Mr. Woods now.
Safe travels. Thank you, bud. We got to hit another break here. 272-9228. Boomer T coming up.
Good God almighty.
Hadn't heard from Boomer in a little bit, but we'll be right back. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, News and Views from 9 to noon continues.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win 1 of 5 great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground after the U.S. expanded its list of blacklisted Chinese firms. The change comes right before major negotiators from the U.S. and China are to resume trade talks. Prices at the wholesale level declined 0.3% in September. Economists were expecting a 0.1% increase. Also, there's renewed concern after the leader of the International Monetary Fund said today the global economy is in a synchronized slowdown. The IMF is predicting slower growth in most of the world. Target and the revived Toys R Us brand are teaming up to make it easier for you to buy toys. Customers shopping on ToysRUs.com can click to purchase the toy from Target.com for delivery or pickup. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Have you Googled yourself or business? Did you find negative content? If so, your reputation and business are suffering. Forbes reports with 2 negative articles, you risk losing 44% of new business. At Fix Your Name, we can hide or remove negative content. Request the reputation guide free. Call 877-FIX-NAME. That's 877-FIX-NAME. 877-FIX-NAME. Or visit fixyourname.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to be enjoying a nice string of days this week. Certainly much more tolerable than the last couple of weeks. Today, a good bit of sunshine. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area. High in the upper 80s, but it's going to be tolerable. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature is 66. That's nice. Tomorrow and Thursday, lots of sun. Should be dry. Upper 80s daytime, 60s at night. Friday night into early Saturday, could be a couple of showers as the next cool front arrives. The second cool front of the week. Behind it is the nicest air of the fall season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark. Jack Campbell. Despite all the frustrating, all the controversy around this election today, I have to say I'm having fun today.
Good I'm to glad, Joey.
Good to see you, Jack.
Good to be seen and not viewed.
Well, and some people have referred to you as a wise sage. I like to consider you a bodhisattva of sorts.
If I knew what that meant...
It's like a Buddha.
Buddha?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. You're
Did you want to come over here and rub my belly for good luck? All my fraternity brothers did when they were betting on games and they were losing.
Anyway, this part of the program is brought to you by New Look Decorating. More about good luck in a second. But New Look Decorating, they do an amazing job over there. Brian Carr, the owner, president, paint specialist, and Brett Lanham, who we got to meet the other day in person.
The Energizer Bunny.
That kid. That guy. I say kid, but he's my age.
He's great.
He's been there for about 8-9 years. He's done an incredible job over at New Look. They are the home of the original approved historical colors, which if you do purchase a historical home or looking to do any alterations in that part of the city, you want to have the correct stuff. But also, they have paint for any job, new construction, top designer quality. It's where pros go to find paint. They're, of course, authorized Benjamin Moore retailers specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. So go to New Look Decorating Center. New Look Decorating Center. They're on Atlanta Highway 6237, Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery. You give them a call, 271-0007, 271-0007. But because a lot of contractors use them, homeowners already use them, you know the proof is in the business they've already had. And they keep your paint records, what you've used, on file. So say you want to go back 3, 4, 5 years later.
Hey.
They'll have the exact paint you need to do a little touch-up, a little fix-up. They do a great job. So again, go by, see Brett Lanham, see Brian Carr, and see New Look Decorating. In the New Look Decorating Center. You can go to newlookdecoratingcenter.com or again give them a call, 271-0007. Great sponsors here of News and Views. So, let's go to the phones and talk to Boomer T. Hey, Boomer T, I'm going to just let you have the floor. Go ahead.
What's going on, Joey? Jack, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Boomer. Thanks.
Man, okay, I'm sorry I've been maybe get a hold of you. But anyway, look here, let me tell you, someone that knows a little bit about mayors, let me explain something. First off, it doesn't matter who is elected today because there's so many deals that has been done with Todd that by the time the new mayor will come in, the city's going to be broke anyway. Trust me on this. Now, Stephen Reed, did you not really believe that sometime during this campaign, racism would not start? Do you understand this is an out-of-control situation in Montgomery? I like Mr. Woods, he's always been a fine young fella. He's always treated me fair. He's always dealt with me on my commercials. I like the gentleman. I've met Mr. Stephen Reed. I'm not a big fan of Stephen Reed's. I don't believe in corruption because I believe you have corruptions in the city of Montgomery now, and I will state that out anytime, anywhere. I believe you'll bring more corruption into the city of Montgomery. But you have to understand one thing, people. This is the 2019. The world has changed. Montgomery, Alabama has become the capital of racism. When you have a place where you can come and watch the people that have been hung and the stuff of the slavery, Montgomery has keep bringing up and bringing in the past. So now you're going to have to deal with it. It's time for a change. And I'm sorry, people, but God bless you, the people of Montgomery. God bless the people that have businesses in Montgomery. Because I tell you, I promise you, it's going to be nasty. It's going to be ugly because whoever becomes the mayor will not going to get 100% from the city council. They won't get 100% from the public. And that's going to be a shame. May God bless each and every one of you. But folks, you've got to realize Montgomery has brought this to themselves. They want to be this. They want to be national news. They're going to be national news tonight. And I'm so disappointed. And Todd, I wish you'd just, as much as me and you get along, but we don't get along, I'll give you a dollar if you just stuck around for 4 more years. But anyway, hey, I'm off my high horse. But look here, guys, y'all just be safe out there. And, you know, and that lady called a while about David Woods can stop crime. Ma'am, crime has went to hell in Montgomery for the last 4 years. Todd Strange and them cover it up. Look in the newspaper. Read it every day. There's crime, crime, crime. Nobody's going to stop crime until crime wants to stop itself. May God bless each and every one of y'all, and God bless America. Trump on.
Thank you, Boomer T. Boomer T has spoken. I've learned to just get out of the way when he calls because he gets on a roll, you know, baby. Passionate fellow. I'm a little more hopeful for the city. Issues, for sure. And Boomer's always free to call. Issues for sure, though.
Well, you know, you either have a half glass, half full or half empty. Mm-hmm. Boomer doesn't even have a glass. Gloom and doom.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, I appreciate the fact that you can walk through history downtown now. I like that you can go to, say, the first White House of the Confederacy. And where, you know, the telegraphs was put out that declared the yeah. secession and the war and these sorts of things. But then you can walk through civil rights history, and you can walk through some of the hard parts of the history. Everybody's gone to, say, the E.J. Eye Center and to the museum down there. It's not, it doesn't seem to me like it's reminding people of
no, and
terrible things.
I was worried when they were first talking about it. I thought, oh, God, we got to dredge up the past.
Right,
but
right.
I'll tell you what, Brian Stevenson, and I don't know him, but I know people who know him, say he's a great guy, and he has made a huge investment in Montgomery. And let me tell you, what it's done to tourism here is immeasurable.
Well, I've seen all sorts of national
figures. So my hat's off to him.
I've been amazed seeing people I've followed. All of a sudden, they're in Montgomery, and they're going there. So it's history is what it is, as long as it's done tastefully. I think as long as it's a learning experience, it's fine. But here, we got to hit another break. Be right back. More news and views. Joe Clark, Jack Campbell, 272-9228. If you want to join in.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
The Big Bang Gang would like to remind you, the home of Superman is Krypton. The home of Batman is Gotham City.
I'm Batman.
And now there's only one home of the Big Bang Theory.
This will always be my spot.
That's right. Only one
home.
Because now the
only
place you can see The Big Bang Theory all week long is
weekdays at 5 on WCOV Fox 20.
We live here. Yeah!
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years, and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Yeah, I always play this song, Jack, when Todd Strange is on any of the airwaves. And now we will be, unfortunately.
Why, is he a tramp?
No.
Well, it's Super Tramp. It's a band.
Goodbye, Stranger.
Oh.
So we'll be saying goodbye to Todd Strange. As mayor, he'll still be, you know, he'll be around. And I think still be leading the city in many ways. But he's decided to step aside. And to be honest...
Well, he's been there 10 years. I don't blame him.
I think being a legislator or a senator or all this stuff is much easier than being a mayor.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
There's just so much you have as a mayor and so much you get blamed for that you really don't have much power changing. And, like, I do feel for some of these guys. Now, sometimes they try to take all the credit, so they deserve some extra blame. But, you know, I've said this before. When my car got broken into, a few months ago, my window smashed. My first thought wasn't, what is Todd Strange and Ernie Findlay doing to this city? I'm like, come on. Stuff like that's going to happen. I more thought, what would lead a person to do that? Especially when my car is unlocked and there's nothing in there. So,
you know what Emery said about being mayor? He said, you know, I had a woman call me the other night, called me about 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and said, Mayor, my garbage hadn't been picked up at all this week, and here it is Friday. You've missed 2 days. And I said to her, well, ma'am, have you called the sanitation department? She said, no, I didn't want to start that high up.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Let's quickly go to Billy. Billy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say a little something about Judge Reed. I used to buy a little property here, tax auctions in my